Support for WSIU's In the Author's Voice is provided in part by listeners like you. To make your donation, log on to WSIU.org or call 800-745-9748. Thank you.
Welcome to this edition of In the Author's Voice. I'm Jeff Williams. Sidney Sheldon was the sixth best-selling author of all time when he passed away in 2007 at the age of 89. His unique brand of mystery thriller continues in the writings of novelist Tilly Bagshaw. Bagshaw is out with Angel of the Dark, her third Sheldon novel. I recently talked with the author about her own work and carrying on the legacy of Sidney Sheldon.
I had an idea for a novel, for my first novel, Adored, which was a big, very big sort of sweeping family saga starting in the 1940s Hollywood. And my sister Louise is actually a novelist, a pretty successful novelist in Europe. And so she was the one that said to me, you know, you should give it a try and, you know, turn your hand to novels. So that was kind of how that came about. And I sold my first novel, Adored, to Warner Books, as it was at the time. So I had written, I'd published four of my own novels, which are all sort of commercial women's fiction romance novels, at the time that this situation came up with Sidney Sheldon, and I was approached by his estate to think about maybe doing some legacy novels.
It must have been quite an honor for you to be approached by the Sheldon family to have you continue his legacy. Were you apprehensive at all, I mean, having to walk in the footsteps, so to speak, in taking on such a project?
It's a huge honor, and I was apprehensive, and I am apprehensive. I mean, this Angel of the Dark, this is the third book that I've done in the series, but this is the first one where I've actually had access to Sidney's notes. So I went up to his house in Malibu and sat in his study where he wrote all his amazing books and screenplays, and I'm actually looking at sort of unfinished notes for novels that he had. So, I mean, just as a writer, it's a huge honor. And then just as a reader, as a fan, I read all Sidney's novels, absolutely devoured his books when I was growing up. And in fact, when my first novel was published, I wrote to him just saying, you know, how much I loved his work and how he'd inspired me to become a writer. And he wrote me this incredibly kind, thoughtful letter back, just, you know, being very sort of supportive to a new author, which I framed and I have hanging here in my study in London. Obviously, neither of us ever imagining that, you know, 7 or 8 years later there I'd be, you know, in his house with his wife kind of looking at his notes. So, it is daunting, but it is, as you say, an incredible honor and a terrific chance for me.
I can only imagine what insight you must have gained into his writing process and the story structure. Just being able to look behind the curtain, if you will. What kind of impact did that have on you personally?
I mean, huge. It's just as a fan, just you know, being able to see. So, for example, I mean, Sidney, as well as being an incredibly prolific and successful novelist, before that he had a huge career in television. So he created I Dream of Jeannie and Heart to Heart and The Patty Duke Show. And, he won an Oscar, he won a Tony. So, I mean, the volume of his work was just incredible. And I think looking at the notes for his novel, you can see that he still thought really like a screenwriter. So, you know, with Angel of the Dark, I was opening up specific notes on this book and, you know, in his notes, page one, you just go bam, straight into this scene of a very extremely gruesome sort of murder, and it's a setup for the mystery that becomes the core mystery of the book. So that was really interesting, that I think he went visually from scene to scene, or, you know, interesting character or setting, rather than he didn't sit down and think, okay, this is going to be the story, it begins here and it ends there. So it was really interesting to just see kind of more of his thought process by going through the notes.
Your latest novel is Angel of the Dark. Give us a sample of what's in store for readers.
So Angel of the Dark is a thriller, as most of his books were, and it's a murder mystery. So the opening scene, which is lifted pretty much word for word from his notes, is a very wealthy, very elderly art dealer in Los Angeles is murdered in extremely gruesome circumstances, and his very young, extremely beautiful wife is found tied up to his body. So she's still alive, but she's been raped and beaten, whatever, in this terrible crime. And so this murder happened, and it's unsolved. And then a few weeks after this murder happens, the wife is abducted or basically disappears in mysterious circumstances. And then we fast forward 10 years. The cop who was investigating the case is now with Interpol in France, and there are a series of other murders around the world, in France, in England, in New York, that seem to follow quite closely what happened in the LA case. And so it's, you know, we assume that it's a serial killer or possibly copycat killers, and it becomes a whodunit with the cop and one other character who's the son of the first victim, kind of following this mysterious psychopath around the world. And then a little bit of a cat and mouse where they're obviously trying to prevent another murder from happening. So, you know, are they going to be able to do that in time? But with a lot of romance and Sheldon-like twists, hopefully thrown in along the way.
As you mentioned, Angel of the Dark is the first book that you actually had access to Sheldon's personal notes. On the previous two installments, did you try to put yourself in his shoes, or did you approach the novels in your own voice as a writer?
No, I definitely the former. I mean, I these are Sidney Sheldon novels, so I, you know, and that is a huge brand apart from anything else. So I think when people buy a Sidney Sheldon book, they open up that cover. You know, they are what they are expecting to hear and wanting to hear is Sidney's very distinctive voice. So I have tried as much as possible to stay, true to that voice. And so if you like to kind of keep my own personal voice out of it, I'm not trying to improve on Sidney Sheldon or modernize Sidney Sheldon. I'm just trying to continue. So with the first book, in some ways that was a little easier because one of Sidney's most famous books is called Master of the Game, and that was also a big family saga, albeit with kind of thriller elements. So my first book for the Sheldons was Mistress of the Game, just following this family through the next generation to the present, which, you know, leaves plenty of room for me in terms of, you know, creatively coming up with plots and plot twist ideas and character ideas myself. But at the same time, you know, you are clearly following a path that you know, Sheldon laid very, very clearly in terms of, you know, the way he wrote the first book. So, you know, it's been a great combination, and the same with this one as well, but there is a map and there is a very distinctive voice, which I've tried to stay true to, but at the same time, there's creative room, you know, for somebody else in there.
As you know, fans of particular authors can sometimes be fickle. What kind of response have you received from Sheldon's readers on these legacy novels?
You know, generally, I do think that the fans have been very warm towards it and very receptive, more so than I had anticipated, to be honest, because, you know, it is a big deal to, you know, try to fill those shoes. And so I think the fact that, you know, it was Sidney's family who sort of behind this and who kind of drove it and approved me, I think that has probably helped. Having said that, you know, Sidney sold 300 million books, so, you know, you're not going to please 300 million people all of the time, and you know, there inevitably are going to be some people who think, you know, well, why, you know, why would you continue this? You know, Sidney's books were just fantastic, as I agree, and there'll never be another Sidney Sheldon, which I also agree. So you know, I think as a writer, you can only do your best, and I was given an amazing chance to do that and to work with Sidney's notes. And you know, I don't think any other commercial fiction writer would have turned that down. It's been amazing. So generally, it's been supportive, but you know, a little bit mixed.
What was it, or what is it about your work, do you think, that the Sheldon family was drawn to, and more than that, comfortable with in your writing, to have you, you know, carry on the Sheldon tradition, so to speak?
I think, you know, particularly because my first novel, Adored, was this saga, and although generally speaking, Sidney, you know, stuck to thrillers. He did one or two of his books were more of the sort of sweeping, multi-generational type, including Master of the Game, which was something that I know the family were actively thinking they might do a sequel of Master of the Game, or If Tomorrow Comes, that was the other book that Sidney had wanted to do a sequel of. So I think that probably played into it a little bit. I think probably the fact that Sidney's agent, you know, trusted my stuff and liked it. But primarily, I don't know, but I would guess they based it on, you know, the stories and my interpretation of Sidney's voice. I mean, I can only imagine how hard it is when it's actually your dad, not just this incredible icon, but, you know, to sort of make those judgments. But it is something I know from Mary, it is something that Sidney had discussed quite a bit with her before he died, that it's something he would like to do. So at least they kind of knew that they were following his wishes in that way.
That's author Tilly Bagshaw. Her latest novel in the Sheldon series is Angel of the Dark. In the Author's Voice is a listener-supported service of WSIU Public Radio and Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. I'm Jeff Williams.